It's time for The Bright Side, a coaching radio show for changemakers, the organizations and positive leaders creating positive change in the world while simultaneously caring for their people. The Bright Side is sponsored by PLINK Leadership. PLINK Leadership believes in a world where positive leadership is the norm and individuals and the organizations they power are a force for positive change. And now as your host, Alexis Robin, co-founder of PLINK Leadership, I'm here to bring you your 10 minutes of insight, theory, and actionable tips to support you on your journey to becoming the best version of yourself. Good morning and welcome to The Bright Side. This is Alexis Robin on Monday. Today is the 30th of July. Summer is flying by here in beautiful Lake Tahoe. And I'm just back from a weekend working with women backpacking in Desolation Wilderness. It's a beautiful hiking and natural area outside of Tahoe, beautiful alpine lakes and long trails and summits. And so six of us went out into the woods this weekend and stayed two nights carrying only what was on our backs. And we did some coaching while we were out there. And all the ladies in the groups were moms. And one of the things that struck one of the participants we were talking yesterday, she said, it's so interesting how we're all in different places on our journey. However, the same process is helping us figure that out. And so I thought I'd talk you through the process that I used with them in hopes that it might help you with something you're trying to resolve or get closer to in your own life. So in the group, we had lots of different intentions for the weekend. One of the things we first asked them was to set an intention. What's something you'd like to work on? What's one intention for you that you'd like to explore through the coaching this weekend? And some had to do with taking care of family members that were in new situations, new living situations. Others had to do with reconnecting with spouses. And then even some leadership challenges in terms of confidence and showing up and owning successes. And so just some really interesting topics that we covered. But what we started out is we had everybody reflect on the adjectives that describe them when their internal state is at their best. And so when you think about, like, when you're at your very best, when, like, inside you're feeling and these are my words and some words that I've heard from clients, but they might not be yours. But when you're feeling relaxed or confident or at peace, comfortable, satisfied, motivated, whatever those things are that describe you at your internal best, be considering that. And then we explored some of the things that they did well. We explored if they had a personal mission statement. One of the women said her why was empowering women, which was really exciting because she's a Girl Scout troop leader and has been helping educate girls for years and was teaching all of us, you know, how do you hang a bear bag so that you're there was a huge bear actually up at Gilmore Lake where we went. For those of you who are local and listening, giant, one of the biggest I've ever seen in Tahoe. And he had come and taken someone's backpack the night before. And so it was really important that we hung our food correctly. And he didn't bother us. He didn't get any of our stuff. And we were able to get everything out of our packs and into the bear bags. But the gal was teaching us how to tie the knots properly, how to hang the food properly, how to light the stove. And, you know, that was really helping her fulfill her why and in terms of empowering women. So we talked a little bit about personal mission statements and people's why and what they were most proud of themselves for. And then we kind of dove into taking the intention and said, okay, well, what do you want to get better at? So if you're thinking about, like, your intention is to be more productive at work or have better time management or be more present with your kids, whatever that is, it'll be different for all of us because we're all in different stages. But thinking about what you want to get better at, and then this is a really important part, is why do you want to get better at that? Like, why is it important that you improve your presence with your kids or you improve your ability to be confident? Because that's often going to be what motivates you to take action and to do something differently. So that was important. And then once they were able to kind of dive into that. We did some more hiking and said, just reflect on what might be one thing that you could do that would help kind of move the needle on what you want to get better at. And so so then we summited Mount Tulak, which is a beautiful summit in Tahoe that looks over Cascade Lake and Lake Tahoe, as well as behind you, you can see Gilmore Lake and Half Moon Lake and Aloha, Lake Aloha, and just a peek at Susie Lake. And so there's just so many beautiful lakes up there. But really getting high and being able to see above it all from a strategic level. And it was so exciting. If you're planning to go up there this summer, for those of you who are visiting Tahoe or who are local up here, the butterflies were incredible. There were so many different varieties and the colors. I'd never seen that many butterflies up there. And the wildflowers on the hikes were stunning. Indian paintbrush, beautiful itty bitty little daisies, these big white fluffy flowers. I don't know all the names. Purple flowers. There were flowers that looked like wild delphinium. Just absolutely stunning display of wildflowers. So get out now before they are expired for the season. So when we came down, we talked about, you know, what was one thing that they could work on to move the needle. And each of them kind of reflected on what was one thing that would help them become, you know, spend more time at their internal best. If that's peace and ease, what could you be doing that would help you get peace and ease? What would help you get better at the thing that you're working on? How might you achieve your personal mission statement? What's one thing that would help with that? And then we looked at those from a big picture standpoint and said, is there one thing that we could do that would kind of capture all of that? And so, and surprisingly, there often is. And of course, the tendency in the group was, you know, I have 20 things I could do. And really the practice is to choose one. Maybe you could go for two. But if you're working on just one thing, it's very easy to focus and watch to see how you are moving along. And if you're focused on many things, you know, it's like Greg McKeown says in his book, Essentialism, you can make an inch of progress on many things or a mile of progress on one thing. And what I found in my own personal journey is that when I'm working on one thing consistently, it positively affects the other things that I want to be working on. It just has this kind of natural ripple effect. So just choosing one thing. And so they did. And once they chose that thing, then again, we hiked some more, and then we went out and sat on the rocks. We finally made it to Aloha Lake. By then, our feet were pretty tired. We had hiked summited Tulak, and which was a 4-mile round trip from the backside, and then we had walked another 3 miles out to where we were going to camp that night. It's very different when you're carrying 30 to 45 pounds on your back than when you're just hiking in the woods. So we were all pretty tired. So we jumped in beautiful Lake Aloha, went for a swim, and then sat on this this great rock and discussed what obstacles could get in our way of achieving what we wanted to achieve. And this is an important part of the process, because when we anticipate obstacles, we can make proactive moves to get them out of the way. And if we just kind of go headlong into it, then we end up often bumping into obstacles that we didn't anticipate, and then in that moment, we're we have less perspective and less space to be able to figure out how to address that, how to fix that, how to move that obstacle out of the way. So it's good to do it when you have some perspective ahead of time. And so in some companies, leaders do this, they call it a pre-mortem. So you think about what could go wrong and then talk about how you would deal with that or plan for that. So we did that, and that actually turned out to be a really interesting conversation, because they were easily able to come up with both the obstacles that would get in their way and what they would do about it. And so then they were, you know, they were kind of on their way. They knew that there was something they wanted to do. And the last thing we did was talk about the stories that we tell ourselves about a certain situation and why that happens, and how those stories can either help us or harm us. And so so something I'd offer to you today is to be thinking about, you know, one of the things that you'd like to move the needle on in your life and get better at. And then what's the story you tell yourself about that? And is that story helping you or getting in your way? I'll give you a quick example. It might be, I'm not good at changing could be a story that's getting in your way. Because if you constantly tell yourself you're not good at changing, then it becomes very hard to change. If you tell yourself, I can change, I see people change all the time, and I want this change, then that's a helpful story. So noticing that is really important. And then finally, letting somebody know what you're working on and asking them to hold you accountable, letting them know that you'll call them in a few days or a week or a month and let them know what your progress has been, will really keep you on task. So if you're looking to incrementally improve your life and get started in a certain area, whether it's as simple as just being a little bit more present for your kids or as big as changing the way that you show up in a leadership environment, then you can use this process as well to take some time and reflect on what you'd like to change. And I highly recommend throwing some walks or exercise or reflective time in between the steps so that you can your brain has a chance to kind of process everything and let things settle and see what comes up. So this has been Alexis on the Bright Side with a recap of the women's backpacking trip that we just led this week and some ideas for you to move the needle on areas in your life and improve. And we hope that you have a wonderful week, and thank PLIC leadership team for sponsoring our show every week. We'll talk to you next Monday, same time, same place on KTHO Radio 96.1 FM and 590 AM in South Lake Tahoe.